Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
We're excited to welcome in Charlie Ward, Heisman winner, NBA guard, one of the all-time great dual sport athletes ever, and host of the Believe ACC podcast. Does great stuff on Twitter, at Real Charlie Ward. Charlie, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, my man. Thank you. We were just talking about Damian Lillard and the MVP stuff. We're a bit homerish because we're out here in Portland, but we get to see this guy every night, and he has another 30-point performance. He's had a remarkable year. He's had a great run here in multiple seasons. Where would you put Dame right now, just as a basketball fan, a guy who watches the league, where would you put Dame in the MVP conversation right now?
I mean, he would definitely be in the conversation as far as what he's doing with his team and, you know, where he is as far as scoring and what he means to his team. But, of course, you know, you have your other outliers, guys who are in that talk as well. I don't know how much value winning plays a part of that, the MVP talk, but I'm sure at some point that may be the reason why whoever wins would definitely win it.
Yeah, when you look at the NBA now, Charlie, I'm curious to ask you, because you had a long 10-year NBA career, started in an NBA Finals. How surprised are you by how much the game has changed in the last, I don't know, 20 years or so, or 15 years since you left the league, I think, in 05? And how would you have fit in a modern-day NBA?
I'm sure I'd have found my way through it. The game has really gotten to a point where it's a lot of one-on-one. And you have to be very good in your rotations because guys are just really, really good. And I'm sure I would have found my way through just like everyone else. But it's definitely a little different. It's more offensive-minded. And defense, of course, is if you can play it really, really well, you will win a lot of games. But the offensive players in this day and age are wide range. I mean, guys can score regardless if you're playing a very good defense or not. So it's something that you have to, you know, I know, like I said, I would have found a way to make an impact in some form or fashion. But it's basketball. It just played at a different pace.
Yeah, Charlie Ward is our guest here, Believe ACC host, obviously former NBA veteran and Heisman Trophy winner. Now, the NCAA tournament is in their final four. Gonzaga is a heavy favorite. They take on the Pac-12 team, UCLA. They're double-digit favorites in that one. One, what have you made of this year's tournament, considering we didn't have last year's, Charlie, because of obviously the COVID? But what have you made of this year's tournament? And is there any reason to believe that the three remaining teams can knock off what Gonzaga has been and appears to be?
I mean, as we know, it's a one-game tournament. So, and what I mean by that is every game takes on its own storyline. And, you know, UCLA is on a tremendous run right now, and they're dangerous. I'm not sure if they're good enough to win or beat Gonzaga, who's playing at a really high level. They've been doing it all year. And, you know, I just want to see – I would like to see Coach Few, who's been committed to a small university, Gonzaga, you know, be able to continue the role of, you know, commitment to his university. Not saying if he was winning or losing that they would keep him. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. But for him to turn down probably a lot of jobs that probably could have paid more money, been in a prestigious university with basketball tradition and all those types of things. But he stuck it out, and I'm grateful. And hopefully get an opportunity to see him win a championship. And they have a juggernaut. I mean, they're playing really, really well. But UCLA, they're going to take the air out of the ball. I mean, that's what they do. They're going to play great defense. If UCLA can get multiple guys, you know, scoring 20 points, they probably will have a chance because you're going to have to score points against Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I was curious to ask you, Charlie, when I found out we were having you on, is looking at – I mean, I mentioned the NBA and the way that it's changed, and you obviously had a great NBA career, but you're known as well for being a great dual sport athlete and for winning a Heisman Trophy and the quarterback play that you had when you were at Florida State and all those great years down there with the Seminoles. If you would have come out later, looking at the modern day NFL, for example, would it have been a tougher choice for you about playing in the NBA or playing in the NFL? Would your game at quarterback maybe have fit more to the modern NFL? Because it feels like guys, you know, running, you know, kind of a more mobile quarterback wasn't is a highly sought of a commodity in the NFL back in the day. But now a lot of these guys, I mean, Kyler Murray's going out early, Johnny Manziel's, you know, the Baker Mayfields, those kind of guys are being first round picks. Do you think it would have, if you were in the modern college game going to this kind of NFL football, it would have changed your mind about which pro career you followed?
Yes, I mean, it would definitely made it a tougher decision when it came down to the decision that I made, you know, when I was coming out, because we just weren't getting those type of opportunities. First round picks at my size wasn't going to, you know, happen. And so it would definitely been tough. But I definitely enjoyed my NBA experience.
Yeah,
I wouldn't trade that for anything at this point. But it would have definitely been a tougher decision.
Yeah, good stuff. Charlie Ward, the Believe podcast host of the ACC, obviously a Heisman winner, NBA veteran point guard on Twitter, @RealCharlieWard. Charlie, thank you so much for hopping on with us today, my man. Great stuff. And we're looking forward to the Final Four. We'll have to catch up with you soon.
All right, sounds good. All the best to you guys.